Hi, I'm Sarah Snyder, and welcome to The Art We Love, a podcast about art and the ways it affects our lives. This week, I'll be talking about the movie Columbus. Uh-oh, it's a special episode. We've got a special episode alert. This episode's special. This week, I'm going to be talking about an art that I love. I was going to do this at the end of the podcast, but I decided it could provide valuable context for this whole endeavor, and also I couldn't get anyone to interview this week. But, uh-oh, I can hear you all thinking through the phone. Who's interviewing then? Well, worry not, because I have a guest who's contractually obligated to be here. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi there. Would you like to know my name?
You're my mom.
I'm her mom. I'm Sarah Snyder's mom.
Okay. So this is my mom. And I don't know if you know this for all you expecting parents out there, but after you have your child, they actually make you sign a form saying that if they ever need a podcast guest in a crunch, you have to help them out. So look out for that fine print on any and all birth certificates. So let me turn this over to my wonderful mother.
Hey there.
Hi.
So I think that we're going to talk about one of your favorite movies today, and that movie is called Columbus. So maybe you can tell me, what is Columbus?
So Columbus is a movie about the city Columbus in Indiana, I believe, not Ohio. And it follows the story of these two people. One of them, Casey, was born in the town and loves architecture. And one of them is Jin, who is the son of a visiting architecture professor or scholar who is sort of stuck in the town because his father had some sort of medical emergency. And so it's a story about these two people who are stuck in this town that is like famous for its modernist architecture. And one of them loves architecture and one of them sort of has this resentful relationship towards it. And it's a really beautiful movie, and it is my favorite movie. Yeah. And it's directed by Koganada, who's a name I hope I am pronouncing right, but he's great. He's coming out with a new movie soon, and I'm really excited. Yeah.
Cool. Can you tell me, when did you first get exposed to Columbus?
Sure. I first watched Columbus in January of 2019. And it came out in 2017, and I remember hearing about it in 2017, but I didn't watch it until it became available on a streaming service because, yeah. And, I remember watching it on a day I had off from school, and, cause I was like, why not? And I was so, like, enraptured by it that I went back the next day and watched it again. And I think I made you guys watch it with me that time. But I watched it and it just sort of, it's one of those pieces of art where, like, I could feel it changing the structure of my brain and the way I think. And because it's a movie about architecture and it's a movie about buildings and about the sort of art of buildings that we ignore in daily life. And I could feel myself looking at the world around me differently because of this movie. And I remember I was going to some sort of like choir practice the next day. And I remember driving around at night and like just all the buildings looking different because I had just seen this movie.
That's cool. So the movie changed you, it sounds like.
Yes, it did.
Okay. So tell me just a little bit more maybe about why you have this love for this movie. And I can assure you, I know that you do.
Yeah. My good mother has been trapped in a house with me for almost a year. I think I've ranted about quite a lot of things to you.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. That's why I have a podcast now. But yeah, I love Columbus for a lot of reasons. I think it's just, first of all, it's a really good movie. It's just a really well-made movie. But mostly I love, it really speaks to me about how we, I guess me specifically, but how we all interact with art and how we engage with art around us, because architecture is sort of like environmental art. And one of the lines in the movie that, one of the best lines in the movie is Jin, the character whose father is an architecture scholar, says, "You grow up around something and it feels like nothing." And that's sort of sometimes what architecture can feel like, in that it's just, it's there all the time and we take it for granted and we sort of aren't really conscious of it. But when we become conscious of it, it can become this beauty that's just around us in everyday life. And it's sort of how I feel about art, in the sense that like art is everywhere. And sometimes you can become desensitized to it because you're around it so often. But when you take that step back and appreciate it through new eyes, you can grow to love it. And I mean, it's a movie about people who like art. I watched it when I was around the age of the main character, Casey. And she's this character who like loves architecture and she's passionate about it and she loves talking about it and she wants to study it. And like, I don't know, as a future English major, it really struck me as like, and I really related to that experience of like loving art and loving engaging with art, the art that's all around us.
So I guess I want to explore something with you, which is that I know when I watched it, the last thing that I expected was that a movie about Columbus, Indiana would be a movie about architecture. I had no idea there was such compelling architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Now, that may be my limitations, but did that surprise you? And is the film trying to make a statement about the beauty of architecture, regardless of whether it's in Rome or in Paris or in Columbus, Indiana, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I knew basically nothing about architecture before I watched this movie, other than like, you know, like as a person who lives in buildings. I think that definitely could be one of the points that the movie was trying to make, in terms of like, art can be found everywhere, architecture can be found everywhere. It's something that's all around us and that we encounter all the time, even if we don't recognize it. Yeah.
Cool. I was just going to say, so like, what did the movie do to you, spiritually, scholastically, any of those things?
So I think the impact of this movie really for me was that it kickstarted this sort of passion I have for architecture and spaces more generally. One of my favorite things about this movie is the way that Koganada shoots buildings, because there's such compassion and humanity to them. And something like, the movie is filled with these like semi-static shots of buildings, and they're architecturally interesting, but it could have gotten boring so quickly. But I'm continually in awe of the way he infuses these buildings with like a humanity and like a sentimentality and a compassion, because over the course of the film you grow more attached to these buildings. And it made me consider buildings and it made me consider architecture in a way I hadn't really thought of before. And like, I really love architecture now. I really love thinking about spaces. I really love stories about spaces and stories about how we interact with spaces and buildings and architecture in positive and negative ways. And I think this movie definitely like introduced me to this whole new like conceptual genre of like media about places and buildings. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make an observation and see what you think about it. The two main characters, I don't think could be more different really from one another, right? She's a young white teen, and he's an older, maybe 30s Korean man who's been living, I think, overseas in Korea. So different life experiences, and obviously different generations, but yet architecture brings them together. What do you think about that? Do you think architecture has the ability to bring people together in a way that other art does as well?
I mean, I think all art can bring people together, because all art is just like different people sharing different perspectives on the world, and it's a way to like inhabit a different perspective. And I think, I mean, like architecture is definitely a way that could happen. I think one of the things I love about the movie is how these two characters serve as parallels to one another, because Casey, the character who's from Columbus, she's trapped there because she wants to take care of her mother, and she doesn't want to leave because she wants to stay and take care of her mother. Whereas Jin is trapped there, again, because he has to take care of his father, but he really resents having to be there, and he doesn't want to be there. And, I mean, like, spoilers, but by the end of the movie, she learns that she has to let go in order to move on and be the kind of person she wants to be, and he learns that he has to stay in one place to care for the people around him. And yeah, and so I think it's just, I think it's so moving the way these characters learn from one another, even though they're both pretty different.
Yeah, the way I see it, they're both kind of at a crossroads in their lives.
Yeah, exactly.
And architecture, their love of architecture, or their feelings, because it's not always love, of architecture kind of gives them a common vocabulary to talk about what they're going through and to help mm-hmm. one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful that way. So the movie's not just about architecture, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite scene or moment from the movie?
I do. I have two favorites that I think are relevant to this conversation. My favorite scene in the movie is one where throughout the movie there's this thread of Casey taking Jin to her favorite architectural sort of spots in the city, and one of them she shows is this place in the movie. It's a bank. I think in real life it's like a gas station or something, or maybe I've got those two flipped, I don't know. But she takes him to this place, and she narrates the story of how she first discovered architecture and her love of architecture. And she talks about how she was going through this really hard time with her family, and she just drove out to this building one night, and suddenly she saw it, and it was different from all the times she's looked at it before, and she just really saw it. And there's this quote she has where she says, in the middle of all the mess, there was this. And I think that really speaks to the way that what I think is amazing about art is that there will always be art around us to help us when we need it, and to give us, I don't want to say give us strength because that sounds kind of cheesy, but there will always be art no matter where you look for it. And I think that's amazing. I don't think we'll ever run out of art as a society. And if you need art, look around for art and you'll find art. And I think that's great. Another favorite scene of mine, which I think really relates, it's why I wanted to talk about this movie, which I think it really relates to this podcast. And I didn't realize this until like a couple weeks ago when I saw a clip of the scene and I was like, hang on a minute. It's this scene where Casey's this sort of like aspiring tour guide. And so she's showing Jin this bank and she starts talking about it. And he says, and she starts sharing facts about it. And he says, do you love this building intellectually? And she says, no, it also moves me. And he says, yes, tell me about how it moves you. And she's like, I thought you hated architecture. And he says, I do, but I'm interested in what moves you. And that for me, I realize, is sort of the whole, I don't know, guiding ethos of this podcast, which is that like, I'm interested in what moves people. And I think other people are interested in what moves people. And I think when we share what moves us, it's interesting, and we learn about other people by learning about what moves them in art and the world around us. And it just, I saw a clip of that scene and I was like, huh, I guess that really subconsciously sunk in there. Yeah.
Cool. Can I ask you, I know that you're here today talking about Columbus because that movie moves you, but since the movie's about architecture, do you have any particular architecture?
Yes.
That moves you?
So I've academically only studied ancient architecture. So, you know, we have that bias going. One of my all-time favorite like architectural structures is Stonehenge. I love Stonehenge so much because I think it's just so like moving that so many people got together to build this thing. I don't know how much people normally know about Stonehenge, but there was like a lot of effort and like engineering that went into like quarrying those stones and getting them to the site, and how the site evolved over this massive span of time into what it is today. And I think it's so human that we to think about how we've always been gathering together in like groups and communities to create these things. And another non-academic favorite building of mine is the Winchester Mystery House. I love the Winchester Mystery House so much. It's such a weird building, and it really, really combines my twin loves of horror and architecture. It doesn't even matter to me like whether or not it's haunted. It's just a crazy, crazy building. A couple years ago before the pandemic and before I went to college, I was lucky enough to be able to visit it during the Halloween season, and I got to go around at night. And Winchester Mystery House is a good house.
Maybe you should explain what it is, because people who aren't from California might not understand.
Okay. So the Winchester Mystery House is a house built by Sarah Winchester in, I want to say, like the 1800s to early 1900s. And she was heir to the Winchester rifle fortune. And the story goes that she consulted a medium, and the medium said that she was being haunted by the ghosts of all the people killed by the Winchester rifles, and that she would never be free of these haunts. She would be safe from these hauntings as long as she continued to build the house for forever, basically. And so she just, because it's this mansion that she built and then continually added to because she couldn't stop building, or as the story goes, believed she couldn't stop building. So it's full of all these weird idiosyncrasies, like staircases that go nowhere, doors that open onto like these two-story drops, like skylights that just plummet stories, and like secret attics and like closets with like hidden doors. And it's also allegedly haunted, but like, as I said, even if it's not haunted, it's still just a weird building that I love very, very dearly.
It's a cool place.
It's cool. We're not sponsored by the Winchester Mystery House, but I am a big fan of theirs. Yeah. So this has been a very special episode of The Art We Love. As I said, I was going to do this at the end of the season, but maybe if you guys are really nice to me, I will do a special end of the season episode on something a little more, I don't know, like unhinged. There are so many options. And enjoy the buildings in your life and appreciate them. Thank you for listening to The Art We Love. The music in this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. If you would like to come on the show and talk about a piece of art you love, please send an email to theartwelovepodcast@gmail.com from your UW email address with the art you'd like to discuss. Again, that's theartwelovepodcast@gmail.com. And again, please send from your UW address with the piece of art you'd like to discuss. Bye for now.